Aujourd'hui, une partie de la classe d'anglais euro des secondes A et B va vous parler de l'art du graffiti, ainsi que de ses artistes, ses particularités et son originalité, et ce dans le monde entier. C'est une bonne occasion pour découvrir un art contemporain qui nous est parfois inconnu. Ainsi, changerez-vous peut-être votre point de vue, ou au contraire, celui-ci se confirmera-t-il?
That was really cool. I love optical illusions.
Me too. But I love Australia more. Is there street art in there?
Of course. Melbourne is one of the principal cities in Australia, and of street art. Nathan, Kevin, and Augusta, can you tell us more about street art?
Yeah, sure. Street art is present all around the city, as in public locations, streets, and art galleries. Graffiti is part of the inhabitants' everyday life. As it has become a tourist attraction, stencils, pay steps, and murals aren't deleted, in spite of the fact they're illegal. A bit ironical, isn't it? The city of Melbourne acknowledges that public locations provide a stage for artistic expression and approves permits for street art. But only with building owners' permission, of course. Legal street art contributes to a vibrant urban environment and can change continually on a day-to-day basis.
Yes. In Melbourne, like in other big cities, street art is illegal. Even so, the Tourist Office of Melbourne organizes visits of public art streets like the Melbourne Street Art Tour, which is a 4-kilometer walk all around the city to look at the street artist's work. Street art is very popular in the city, and in the heart of Melbourne is located a street full of graffiti. The graffitis of this street, called Union Lane, were made by 50 young street artists and were finished in 2007.
Okay, now let's talk about the evolution of street art in Melbourne. So in Melbourne, street art appeared during the 70s and 80s thanks to the youth who were influenced by the graffiti of New York City. Street art first appeared along suburban railways and tram lines. But little by little, graffiti was less appreciated by Melbourne residents and stencil art grew to the point that Melbourne is now called the stencil capital of the world. Consequently, the first stencil festival was held in Melbourne in 2004. Stencil consists in putting a paper pattern on a wall and spray paint on it. Street artists are considered as subcultural heroes or public enemies depending on who you ask. Of course, other forms of street art have developed during the 21st century, like street art and poster art. Graffiti art still exists. Street artists from all over the world have contributed in developing street art in Melbourne, even if it's illegal.
Finally, we can say that the situation of street art in Melbourne is a little paradoxical, because even if street art is illegal, this city is one of the most attractive in the world for writers.
Do you like Spain as much as you like Australia?
Yes. Is there any street art too?
Yes, in fact, we have Mathilde and Agnes here to tell us about famous Spanish street artists.
Yes, so Pejac is a pseudonym of a Spanish artist, Silvestre Santiago. He was born in Santander, in Spain, in 1977. He studied in Barcelona and in Milano. However, he started painting on walls after he got annoyed with his art teachers. He lives in Barcelona, but we can see his works in different cities in Europe, like Paris, Moscow, Valencia, London, Milano, and Madrid.
He paints in the street in order to bring his art to people who can't or don't visit museums. His main topics are freedom and peace. He is a dreamer, so some of his paintings look like surreal dreams. Moreover, he uses melancholy and humor in his works. His style is smart and elegant.
Pejac uses various techniques and different materials and works indoor and outdoors. He is compared to Banksy, one of the world's most famous street artists. With paper, utility knife and glue, he makes minifigures on his windows to make his view more attractive. For example, he plays with the clouds in the sky or the building in front of his house. His aim is to transform his boring everyday life.
Outside, Pejac uses bombs and stencils to create different paintings. He uses natural elements to create new ones. For example, he has transformed a gutter into a barcode. He has also painted the famous Impression Soleil Levant on a rusty boat as a tribute to Claude Monet. We have chosen to study Pejac because his works take us in a poetic and powerful universe. Moreover, he uses the surroundings in an intelligent way.
If you want to see what he does, you can visit his website pejac.es or his Facebook page.
Do you remember that quote I used earlier?
The one about graffiti being illegal?
That's the one. Well, we're going to talk about the famous guy who said it. Justine, Matisse, Flavie, can you guys tell us about Banksy?
Banksy is a nickname of a British artist who is famous in the world of the street art. We don't know his real name, his date of birth, or even his personal life. Nevertheless, we know that he is also a film director. His work combines graffiti, stencils and sculptures. The main subjects of his works are politics, war, culture and today's society. Banksy has painted over all the continents and he has received international praises.
On his paintings, there are always people, often children. The paintings are elaborate and not, because some are just words and others are drawings and they are on walls a little destroyed. His works are funny, therefore they are polemical and there are a lot of contradictions.
The drawing that we found the most shocking is a caricature of Nick Hughes' photo, The Little Girl Burnt with Napalm. We can see the little girl holding Mickey Mouse's and Ronald McDonald's hands. This painting is shocking because there is a strong contrast between the little girl from the original photo, taken during the war which opposed the USA and Vietnam, and the other two people were symbols of the Americanization of the world. This painting is merry, but the topic, that is war, is not funny.
To finish, Banksy is an important artist of his time. With his works, he criticizes today's society.
Well, that was interesting. I am for sure going to look at street art in a different way.
Does that mean you have changed your opinion about it?
I think so. When you know that there is a story behind street art, it makes more sense and it becomes beautiful.
There you have it, folks. Street art is more than images on walls.
When you know more about it, it becomes fascinating.
Very true, Barbara. I remember seeing a quote outside that said, "Street art disturbs the comfortable and comforts the disturbed." Goodbye, folks. See you next time.
Salt and indigo all around. Mirrors in the sun, slaves go round.